Track 72. Page 72. Exercise 6. Listen to part of an interview with a psychologist. Choose the correct answer, A or B, in exercise 5.
Julianne, you really believe the way we dress is important, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, we all like to look good in what we wear, and I think that's the most important thing, that we feel good. But the clothes we wear still have a big influence on the way others see us. Research has proved it.
Can you give us an example?
Well, one recent study examined a very large group of people, and it found that those who dressed formally, as professionals, got a lot more attention from others. It seems as though, when you look more formal, people are prepared to believe you know what you're doing. And, of course, the opposite is still true. It doesn't inspire confidence if you don't dress in the way we expect, like if you look too casual, for example.
But the clothes we wear make no difference to our ability to do a job. A good interviewer will know that, surely.
Well, most people judge people based on appearances. But here's the interesting thing. If you're trying to get a job and the interviewer is experienced, he or she can tell if you're comfortable wearing formal clothes. In other words, they aren't fooled by expensive clothes if they don't suit you. And that means that the position you're applying for probably won't suit you either.
As a psychologist, you're interested in more than just clothes and appearance, aren't you? How do you feel about the subject of fashion in general?
I think fashion affects many aspects of our lives and behaviour. The world of fashion goes beyond the way we dress. Take our social behaviour, for example. How do you greet people? Do you kiss your friends on the cheek or pat them on the back? Well, that's fine. It's not bad manners or anything. But I bet that hasn't always been the case because times change. What's acceptable these days is a fashion. In 5 years, we might be doing things very differently because fashions change.